The Boardman River is beautiful. It winds and turns and tumbles through forested hillsides and passes along northern cedar swamps. Sections of the river qualify as a blue ribbon trout stream, but a series of dams along the lower half of the river changed some of the best river water. Steve Largent has worked on repairing damaged banks along the Boardman for the last 15 years. He says removing the dams will restore faster flowing sections of the river, and clearing out the sand and silt built up behind the dams will be good for trout and other critters.
The sediment that is building up in the backwaters of Brownbridge Pond continues to move upstream as it fills in the upper end of the pond. It's aggrading upstream. It's moving upstream further and further, destroying habitat further upstream.
So a free-running river will help wash away that sediment. But these days, it's not just anglers who are interested in the Boardman River. Recently, river engineers have been drawn to the Boardman, like trout to a fly fisherman's lure. They're interested in landing the job of studying the Boardman River and its dams. The million-dollar study will look at whether to keep or tear down three hydroelectric dams along a 17-mile stretch of river in northern Michigan just before it flows into Lake Michigan. Craig Fishnick is a research engineer with the Army Corps of Engineers. He says the potential to remove three dams along the same stretch of river is not something you're going to find anywhere else.
Whereas in many parts of the country they're removing individual dams, they're on systems that have other dams on them. And so this is an opportunity here to actually try to restore an entire watershed.
Fishnick says taking out the dams would mean improvements for native fish. But there are risks, too. If the dams go, invasive species, such as the parasitic sea lamprey, could get upriver, and introduced species, such as steelhead and salmon, could swim into the river and compete with the native fish. That prospect doesn't exactly thrill John Wyrus, who lives on the Boardman. He'd rather see some kind of obstacle down near the mouth of the river to prevent introduced species from entering.
So that these steelhead and salmon can't get up the river. I would just like to see it a brown trout and brook trout fishery.
That's the kind of scenario the study of the Boardman River would consider. Recently, a lot of engineers vying to do the study gathered at a conference put together by the Corps of Engineers. Gordon Ferguson works for Enser Corporation. His company is one of a dozen that submitted bids to land the study.
This is a particularly interesting project because it involves a lot of complex issues, both from an engineering standpoint and also local community issues, property rights issues of homeowners along the watershed.
What they learned from the Boardman could be important to communities near rivers across the nation. Many of the tens of thousands of dams across the country are aging, and in coming years, just like on the Boardman River, those with hydroelectric generating stations will need to be upgraded to keep their operating license. The local utility says the dams on the Boardman don't generate enough power to make it worth fixing them, so they're giving up the licenses to generate electricity. Ownership of the dams reverts to the local governments, and local officials are asking the Army Corps of Engineers to pay for the study of the Boardman. The federal agency is eager to be involved in this project. The Boardman River study offers a chance for researchers to figure out how to count less tangible values, like how removing dams will affect other wildlife, such as eagles and osprey along the river. Jock Coynam is an ecologist for the Army Corps. Typically, he says, wildlife and recreation get discounted in this kind of study because it's easier to quantify things like hydropower, but it's important to figure out what value they have.
If you make all your resource decisions as a state and as a country over a long period of time, pretty soon there won't be any substantial fish populations, any wild reproduction. Just because traditional cost-benefit analysis tends to underestimate those ecosystem services and values, let alone aesthetics.
The Army Corps is waiting final approval for funding. Once given the okay, the study of the Boardman River and its dams could very well lay the groundwork for other dam removals around the country. For the GLRC, I'm Bob Allen.